AI narrated audio, generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Marriott's 43-week trend signal reaches a near-high close, with participation still average. MAR closed at $402.50, just 0.2% below its 52-week high. As lodging momentum remains stronger than the wider consumer cyclical group, but volume has not yet added force to the move. Research brief. Marriott International finished the week of 12 June 2026, up 2.6% at $402.50, leaving the stock in the top 0.5% of its 52-week range. The trend signal remains active after 43 weeks, market dynamics is positive, and relative strength is elevated. But the latest volume ratio of 1.0x keeps confirmation measured rather than emphatic. Key points. 1. MAR gained 2.6% on the week, 14.2% over 4 weeks, and 26.1% over 12 weeks, closing only 0.2% below its $403.20 52-week high. 2. The trend signal is active with 43 active weeks, while price sits 19.8% above the $336 trend line and 56.0% above fair value at $258. 3. Lodging context is supportive. Marriott ranked third of 11 U.S. lodging names for the week, and second over 4 weeks, outpacing the industry averages across 1, 4, and 12 weeks. Volume was routine at 7.1 million shares, roughly in line with both the 13-week average of 7.0 million and the 52-week average of 7.3 million. Risk is not clustered, but the near-high close, sizable fair value premium, and average participation make follow-through quality the key test. Weekly move keeps Marriott near the top of its yearly range. Marriott International closed the latest week at $402.50, up 2.6%, and finished just below its $403.20 52-week high. The stock now sits at 99.5% of its one-year range, with a 52-week gain of 59.3% and a 26-week advance of 35.3%, showing a sustained recovery rather than a single-week spike. The weekly structure remains constructive. Price is 19.8% above the $336 trend line, and the trend signal has been active for 43 weeks, equal to 82.7% trend breadth over the past year. That said, the advance is also stretched against ShareMaestro fair value, with the close 56.0% above the $258 model reading, leaving valuation distance as the clearest counterweight to the trend. Lodging strength beats sector conditions, though sector peers were hotter this week. The stock's industry context is better than the broad consumer cyclical picture. U.S. lodging averaged only a 0.3% weekly return, 2.9% over 4 weeks, and 11.0% over 12 weeks. While MAR delivered 2.6%, 14.2%, and 26.1% across the same windows. Within the 11-stock lodging group, Marriott ranked third for the week, second over 4 weeks, and fourth over 12 weeks, behind stronger quarterly moves from names such as Hyatt and IHG. Against the wider U.S. consumer cyclical group, the week was less dominant. The sector's average weekly return was 3.4%, and Marriott ranked 306th among 536 names, placing it around the 43rd percentile for the week. The more important distinction is duration. Sector trend breadth was only 35.0%, while lodging trend breadth stood at 72.7%, giving Marriott a stronger industry base than the sector headline suggests. Momentum is strong, but volume keeps confirmation from becoming decisive. Momentum remains broad across timeframes. Marriott is positive over 1, 4, 12, 26, and 52 weeks, with the 4-week gain of 14.2% and 12-week gain of 26.1%, showing clear follow-through from the spring base. Market dynamics is positive at 0.85, and relative strength is 11.23 after a sharp 4-week improvement. But the signal state is not fully one-sided. Market dynamics shows no fresh buy, and the expectation reading remains undecided at 52.71%. Participation is the limiting evidence. Latest volume was 7.1 million shares, only 1.0x the 13-week average and 1.0x the 52-week average. That is not weak, but it does not show the kind of above-normal demand that would usually strengthen conviction in a near-high breakout attempt. A move above average volume, especially beyond the 1.5x watch level, would be more persuasive. Risk is orderly, but the next test is follow-through at the high. No major top-level risk cluster is currently dominant. Volatility has been contained relative to the past year, with 13-week volatility at 3.2% versus 52-week volatility of 3.6%. The weekly distribution is also balanced in favor of upside, with 30 advancing weeks versus 22 declining weeks over the past year, and average gains of 3.4%, exceeding average losses of 2.4%. The main risk is not deterioration, but exhaustion. Marriott is almost at a 52-week high, trades well above its trend regime level, and carries a meaningful premium to fair value. What matters next is whether price can hold above the rising trend line, while market dynamics stays positive and volume improves. A fade from the high on ordinary participation would leave the trend intact, but would reduce the urgency of the current move. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.